Exactly.
But a new year. Let's go. Come on. With this platform that we've been given, and I'm really excited about it. And how we're doing it, man. That's the super califragilisticexpialidocious, if I'm saying that. If I'm saying that right. My name is Rich Wall Street Williams, and this is the Motivate podcast show. The Motivate podcast show. We say less, but we always going to believe for more. Always believe for more. A friend of mine, Mr. Rob Dawson, we're going to eventually get Rob Dawson on here. I know he's flying all around the world, right? And Rob is known for saying, believe for the ridiculous. Hey, Rob, if you're seeing this, man, I'm going to send you an invite so you can hop on this conversation with me. If you're watching this, just let me know. Just hit me up and I'll bring you in on this conversation. What exactly does it mean to have a new year? What does that look like? What does a new year look like for you? What does it look like? Have you taken the time to go to the end of this year? I mean, go to December 31st, 2023, and what does that look like? What is December 31st, 2023? What does that look like? Have you taken the time to do that? Have you said, yep, this is what I want, this is how I want it, this is what it looks like, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Have you done that? If you haven't done that, friend, then I'm going to encourage you to do it. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? We're not talking about my success. We're talking about your success. Because your success is just that. It's your success. It's your success. It's not my success. It's not another person's success. Your success, friend, it rests solely and squarely on your shoulders. See, I'm where I am in life. I am where I am in life, and I have what I have in life simply because of the way that I thought, spoke, and act. I'm where I am, and I have what I have in life simply because of what I thought, spoke, and how I acted. Just marinate that for a little bit. You mean to tell me that I am responsible for my success? And the answer is yes. I am where I am, and I have what I have in life simply because of what I thought, spoke, and how I acted. Now, sometimes you hear people say you got to act like the person that you want to become in order to be it. You got to act like the person. And that's fine. And it's not incorrect. It's just incomplete. It's more than just acting like the person that I want to become. It's not incorrect. It's just, it's incomplete. And so over the next, 10, 15 minutes or so, I want to walk through just some highlighted things. If you're one of the individuals that said, I'm going to act like the person that I want to become, acting in and now, again, it's not incorrect to act like the person that you want to become, because that's part of the process. It's not incorrect. It's just incomplete. Right. And so my I'm looking at my phone. We're going to see if Rob Dawson will hit me up. If he is, great. If not, I'm going to keep it moving. So what does that look like, man? Having a new year. I don't know about you. I personally feel that if I live a year and if I'm at the same place today that I was last year. I've lived a year and wasted time. If I'm at the same place that I am today, this is just Rich. If I'm at the same place that I am today, I personally feel like I've wasted time. You know, you can't tell, but this is a new house. The last year was the old house. So at least physically, I moved address. I made a change. You understand what I'm saying? I'm doing something. I'm working in same field but different assignment, right? So there's newness. I got new money, right? The money that I made last year was last year money, and 2023 money is going to be far different for me and my family, right? And it's not about money. It's not really about money. It's not about houses. It's not about cars. And let me tell you something. I love some nice cars, and I've been looking at cars, and this is just me. Of course, it's just me. Who else would it be? You ever hear yourself say something that's just dumb? You know, people say, "Well, if I were you," well, now listen. If you were me, who would I be? Right, it's just some things that people say that's dumb, right? Like people say, well, stand to your feet. What else are you gonna stand to? What are you gonna stand on? Not unless you don't have feet and you got some other type of devices elevating you. I'm not making fun of that, I'm not making light of that. But I'm just, you know, things that we say. Ever think about this? Why do we park in a driveway, but we drive on a parkway? You ever think about that? These are just things I think about, right? Why do they call it lipstick when our lips can still move? I don't know. Am I getting off the topic? Am I going down a rabbit trail? But really, so acting like the person that you want to become, it is incorrect. It's just incomplete. So we're going to talk a little bit about that process and what it looks like. You know, faith without corresponding action is dead. Faith without corresponding action. Faith without corresponding action. So we got to look at that faith part, because that faith part has to have corresponding action. So faith is a person, place, or thing. Act is the is believing is the verb. There's action involved, right? There's action involved. So we got to take a look at that, because new year, new you should produce a new year. Old you, same year. New you, new year. Old you, same year. Who wants same? Raise your hand if you want same. Some people do. Some people don't like change, but let's go into this. Look, so Hebrews 11:3, by faith we understand that the whole worlds were framed by the word of God. So that things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Things that are seen were not made by things that are visible. Things that were seen are seen were not made by things that are, but by faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God. So that's a good place for me to start. Now, some people watching this broadcast will hear this broadcast a little later. You may not necessarily grab the concept, may not have a belief in God, and that's cool. That's okay. It really is. Just keep listening. Because there's principles that you hear on this platform that's designed to elevate your life. See, my mission, my assignment in life is to small business owner, entrepreneurs, right, and sales professionals. Small business owners, entrepreneurs, and sales professionals. As a matter of fact, over the next 2 to 3 years, I'm going to impact the lives of about 1 million sales professionals, small business owners, and entrepreneurs. That's where we're going. That's where we're headed. So we understand that the whole world was framed by the word of God. We understand that the whole world was framed by the word of God. The whole world was framed by the word of God. Now, when I read that, I thought to myself, so if God has framed his world with his word, and I'm made in the image and likeness of God. Genesis 1 says that let us make man after our image. You can go back and read it later. Genesis 1, you can read through verse 26 through 28, 29, right? So let us make man after our image, after our likeness. Let us make man after our image, after our likeness. Let us make man after our image, after our likeness. So I'm made in the image and the likeness of God. And so God has framed his world with his word, and I'm going to frame my world with my words. I am going to, now this is part of that new year, new you, right? This is part of that that people say, I'm going to act like, you know, I'm going to act like that person. That's not incorrect. It's just incomplete. There's more to just acting. What are you acting? How are you acting? Where, what set of information? Listen. There are movies that are written. There are plays that are written. And every actor, he or she, they have a set of instructions that they need to follow if they're going to fulfill their part. If they're going to, you know, the chat box is open. You know, the chat box is open. Let me just put up on the screen. Let's see if there's anyone, you know, type a one. If you're watching this, type a one, drop a one, drop a fire emoji. You know, so we got the chat boxes open. But listen to this. Check it out. Moves are produced, plays are written, and all of them, the actors, have specific set of instructions that they have to follow if they're going to fulfill the part. If they're going to play the role of the character, they have to follow the producers, whoever wrote the play, produced the movie, etc. You've got to know your part. Right now, I understand that some scripts that are written allow the actor a certain amount of improvisation. They can improvise, right? They can adjust it slightly, but overall, the writer of the play, the producer, the director of the movie, have a very specific set of instructions. They tell you what to say and how to look when you say it and how to act and where you need to be on your mark, et cetera, right? Standing in your position, et cetera, right? So every play has a set of instructions, right? Every movie has a set of instructions. So you have to follow those set of instructions if you're going to play your part. And I'm simply telling you that for me, I believe that I'm made in the image and the likeness of God. Genesis 1, 24, 25, 26, 27, 20. You read it later for yourself. So I'm made in the image and likeness of God. Hebrews 11, 3 said God, right? He did this, right? So God framed the whole world with his words. And I'm made in the image and the likeness of God. And so God has made his world. He framed his world with his words. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to frame my world with my words. So I am going to write myself a set of instructions on how I need to act and perform. If I'm going to act like the person that I want to become, then I got to define what the person that I want to become. How are they acting? What do they look like? I got to define it first. Pastor Mike, the senior pastor of Spirit of Faith Christian Center, says that the power to fulfill is the power to perform. No, by the way, shout out to Pastor Mike and Dr. Didi, the pastors of Spirit of Faith Christian Center in the DC metro area. Listen, if you are within a 300 mile radius of the DC metro area, you want to be in the building. We have a location in Brandywine, Maryland. We have a location in Temple Hills, Maryland, and we even have a location in Baltimore, Maryland. So we got three locations, but it's one church. And listen, I'm telling you, fire. Fire. But so you got to act like the person that you want to become. So they're not just acting. You have a set of instructions. The executive producer, the director, the playwright, they wrote out instructions for that character, for that actor to play the character, to play the role. I'm made in the image and likeness of God. God has already given me a set of instructions. He's already given me a way to act in his word. And so now, made in his image and likeness, I can take it one step further and I can now be the architect. I can be the executive producer of my own play called My Life. Right? I now have to have a clearly defined vision of my life. Habakkuk 2:2, so write the vision, make it plain. Write the vision, make it plain. It goes on to say, he that reads it may run. So now I understand that I am the architect, I am the designer, I am the builder I am the project man. I don't know what else to say. Of my life, a few years ago, my wife and I, we were looking at new construction homes. And so we went to the model home. We looked at all the features that was in the model home. We met with the sales representative and we looked at the blueprint. And you know, the amazing thing about it is that the house existed before people saw it. The house existed. So the architect had a vision of what the house should look like. And then he or she decided the dimensions of the living room, the dining room, where the windows were going to be located, how big, how small, where the doors were located, where he or she was going to put the stairs that went upstairs to the upper levels and the stairs that went to the lower level. All of that existed first in someone's mind, and then they wrote out a detailed plan called a blueprint. And let me tell you something, friend. Your next life, your best life, it already exists. So you got to have an image, a vision of what your next life, your best life, your blessed life, what does it look like? So you got an image of it. And now what I'm encouraging you to do, this, if this is going to be a new year with a new you, you as the architect, the builder, you're going to have to write the blueprint for your next life, your best life, your blessed life, right? So you're gonna have to write that out, because understand this, friend, we don't get what we want, we get what we expect in life. We don't get what we want, we get what we expect. We don't get what we want, we get what we expect. And I don't know about you, I'm expecting great things to happen in 2023. I hope you are too. So what does that mean? We don't get what we want, we get what we expect. If this was a live audience, and I've done this many times in the past, if we were a live audience right now, if I was right now in the auditorium and you were listening to me right now, I would say, okay, everyone, and I don't know what the lotto amount is in your area. My area is a couple $100 million, right? And so I would ask the question, how many of you would like to have $500 million? Without fail, almost every hand in the building, let's pretend there are 1,000 people in the room, 1,000 hands will go up. Woo, everybody get excited. Ah, they're screaming, they're excited. $500 million. The next question is this, how many of you went out and bought a ticket? Now, it's never surprising to me that out of 1,000 people in the auditorium, you'll probably see 10 or 15 hands go up. 10 or 15 hands, 1 or 2% of the people that's in the audience actually participated in the winning process. 985 people in the room wanted to win, 15 people expected to win because they participated in the winning process. What do you mean they participated in the winning process? They went out and bought a ticket. They went out and bought a ticket. They memorized their numbers. And then when the numbers were being read, they turned the TV on, they sat there and they got the ticket and they're ready to go. So even though you want or would like to have $500 million, if you expect it, you will participate in it. And that's money, but I'm talking about life. A lot of people want a best life, a next level life, a blessed life. People want it. But how many are participating in the process to have it? That's different. That's a different conversation. How many of you professionally, if you're watching this, you're a small business owner, an entrepreneur, a sales professional, how many of you read at least 5 books last year on your profession? How many of you wrote at least 5 books? If you expect to be the best of the best, if you expect to do well in your vocation, then there's an education that you need to get on that vocation. Oh, by the way, I personally believe that education without application is worse than having no education at all. Education without application is worse than having no education at all. So what am I trying to say? So listen, this is what I'm trying to say. You will only determine what you will become when you determine what you will walk away from. So your next life, your best life, your blessed life has some conditions on it. It says there's some things I'm going to have to walk away. There's going to be some things I'm going to have to stop doing. I'm going to have to stop one thing and start something else. See, the minute that I decide that I'm going to lose weight, at that minute when I decide that I'm going to lose weight, at that same time when I make that decision to lose weight, there's a decision to walk away from something. I can't eat donuts and cookies at 10 o'clock at night and have a bowl of ice cream. Now, not when I decide that I'm going to lose weight. You understand what I'm saying? When I decide to lose weight, I'm looking at eliminating preservatives, right? A lot of the food that's sold today, a lot of it has a high level of preservatives and sodium in it. Here's a rule of thumb. If you just go to your cabinet, pull out a can of food and start reading the label. If there's words on that label that you cannot pronounce, that's an indication that it's not that good for you. Just saying. I'm just saying. So the moment I decide to become something, at that moment, I am making a decision that I have to walk away from something. Let me tell you a story that I'm finished. You know, this. He was climbing a rock and he's dangling from the side of the mountain. And he said, is there anyone else? He said, he's hanging off from the side of the mountain. He's climbed up the mountain. He's hanging from the side of the mountain. And a storm rolls in. And the temperature drops. And it's nighttime. And he's hanging from the edge of the mountain. And he knew earlier in the day that there were some parties that were climbing with him at this on this mountain. So he decided that he would yell out into the darkness, is there anyone up there? Oh, let me get the dramatic effect already. I'm just having fun over here. He yelled out, is there anyone out there? That's a dramatic effect. And then a voice from above said, yes. Can you help me? Yes. Let go of the rope. The guy thought about it for a minute. And then he said, is there anyone else up there? The next day they found the guy frozen to death and he was 2 feet from safety. What's the point? He had to let go of the rope. Had he followed the instructions from the voice above, he would have let go of the rope and he would have landed safely 2 feet below on the ledge. What's the point? You gotta have blind faith, friend. Listen, you gotta have blind faith. You gotta make a decision to act on set of instructions. You don't succeed because of what you want, but rather what you're willing to become. Listen, man, I hope you enjoyed your time with us. I hope that you found value in this conversation on creating your next life, your best life, your blessed life. Hey, Frank, I'm Rich Walshy Williams from the Motivate Podcast Show. The Motivate Podcast Show, we always say less, but we definitely believe for more. I'll see you. Let's go.